my brother has a six-pack and I don't. But whatever way you look at it, the overwhelming message I've taken away is that it's not all down to your genes, although having a good hand is pretty helpful, as Professor Hugh Montgomery so eloquently put.
It's not that I'm any way a sort of super athlete at all. Got stuck in a medical series of jobs where there was no time for doing anything except turn up to work and all the rest of it. And I had a surgical colleague, a heart surgeon, who moved in with me at the time. He was a great rock climber from his day and a martial artist. And we spent a lot of time shooting the breeze about how super fit we were and, you know, all the rest of it. And then one day we decided to go down the gym and we both lasted. I was out first, I think, after about 4 minutes, vomiting violently. And he was not far behind me. So I started training again then, I suppose about 30, and I haven't stopped since because I never ever want to go back to vomiting from really quite modest exercise. But yes, and that matters to health, obviously. This is like a poker hand with 20,000 cards being dealt to you. And you could get dealt the winning hand, but you still have to play them well. So if you're going to be a world champion, you could be dealt the Beckham hand. He's no question that he will have been dealt a really, really unusual hand of cards genetically. But if he hadn't done anything, he would never have got there. And that's where environment's really important and public policy's important. You know, if you don't put football pitches freely available to young boys or girls, or hockey pitches or anything else, you don't let people get free and open access to these things, they will never fulfill their potential. And the same would apply to intelligence and schooling and all those things. We've got to let people reach their potential. And that's an environmental thing. That's the thing we can control. You know, if you've been dealt a bad fist of genes that predispose you strongly to coronary disease, then the coronary disease will probably get you. But you can substantially offset that risk by things like exercise, which will help mitigate the risk. So lots of reasons for playing the hand you've been dealt as best you possibly can.
It's time to fess up then and admit, although Charlie may have been dealt a good hand, there's no reason why I can't beat him with an excellent poker face and immaculate card-laying technique. And that means exercising. But there's no point spending hours and hours doing things you hate. So it's probably a good idea to find something that you love or makes you forget you're doing exercise.
I might not have said this 10 years ago, but where I stand today looking at the parkrun, then I realise that the running aspect of parkrun is probably one of the least important aspects of parkrun.
Parkrun is something that's taken the world by storm. It's a simple concept. 9 a.m. on a Saturday, hundreds of people meet up for a 5 kilometre run. It started in Bushey Park, just outside of London, which is why you can hear parakeets galore in the background of this interview. But as founder of Parkrun, Paul Sinton Hewitt said, it's not really about the running.
What we do really, really well, and what is of vital importance, is this community that supports people on the fringes of society to find friends, to find help, to be integrated into society, and to improve their own well-being.
Because what's really striking to me is that obviously you have this fantastic community going on where everyone, people on the fringes, as you said, get to meet other people. But also there is this fantastic benefit that actually hundreds of thousands of people are doing exercise every Saturday, which they might not have otherwise done.
That's absolutely correct. And it's not something that we really focused on in the past. But right now, 2 million people registered and 1.4 million of those have participated. 100,000 people taking part every single week.
You've sparked a bit of a global running revolution then, haven't you?
We call it a movement. It's a revolution's probably a bit strong. Everybody can run. Anyone who can walk can run. And what Parkrun does is it focuses, it's achievable for everybody, and we just make it fun. And that way, I think we are changing people's behaviours.
What I'm going to be taking away from this is that genetics can play a role in our abilities, there's no doubt about that, but also how training and lifestyle can significantly affect those abilities, but most importantly, our quality of life. You might die at the same age, but actually you're more likely to live those 80-odd years fit and healthy, rather than as a bit aged and decrepit. So as the new year dawns, whether it's at the gym, in the park or on the dance floor, I'll be keeping fit and having fun in the hope of a new me for 2016. Perhaps even with a six-pack to rival my brother Charlie's.
Yeah, I don't see why not.
You're too nice. I totally thought you were going to be like, yeah, right.
No, I think you could easily.
A huge thank you to Mike Shattuck, who throughout has provided a lot of the brains behind